So far this year, about 78,000 acres have burned in 280 fires in Alaska. That may sound like a lot, but it's actually below normal. That's according to Pete Buist, a public information officer for the Alaska Interagency Coordination Center. Buist has worked on fires in Alaska and the rest of the country for 48 seasons. Buist says the fire season in the state usually unfolds in a predictable pattern.
Early in the season, we have a lot of fires that are human-caused. And then as the season progresses, we get into the time of year when lightning is common. And that happens, well, frankly, about now. It's actually a little late this year. So we're on the low side in terms of numbers of starts and numbers of acres.
Is that surprising, given how dry? We didn't have a lot of snow last winter. It was a dry spring. Were you anticipating that it would be worse by this time?
We have folks, it's called the predictive services section, who do calculations and computer models and that sort of thing. And they had predicted a pretty busy season, not just here in Alaska, but all through the lower 48. That has not transpired so far. But interestingly, for example, this is very much the way 2004 started out, which ended up being our record year with somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 million acres burning in Alaska alone.
Are there signs that we could be heading towards something similar?
I don't think so. We're busy right now. We're not as busy as we get, but we're busy, and the lightning season's coming on, and we're obviously going to get busier for a while. But despite the dire predictions, there's really no way to accurately come up with what's going to happen next week, even much less what's going to happen next month. And normally, by a month from now, our fire season is pretty much over.
Pete, what about the location of the fires? Are there more fires burning farther south this year?
That is something that I've observed, is that there's a little more activity in south-central Alaska. Normally, places like the Kenai and the Mat-Su, the fire danger is the greatest between breakup and greenup, and when we've got wind in the spring and that sort of thing, it's very busy down there. This year, that seems to have extended a bit further into the season.
How unusual is it to have several fires threatening primary structures?
It's fairly unusual in Alaska, just because we don't have that many built-up areas.
We saw burn bans coming out, being put in place just yesterday, which seems puzzling. In a dry spring and early summer like this, why isn't most of the state under a burn ban already?
Well, because the conditions vary from one place in the state to another. And until we have a problem, we don't like to restrict people. If it gets to the point where our initial attack resources are a little thin and we're really adamant that we don't need any more new starts, we don't like to tell people, no, you shouldn't burn, or you can't do this, or you can't do that. People in Alaska are better than people lots of places about not doing unsafe things. So we'd rather not restrict people, but when it gets to the point where we have to, we will.
That's an interesting point that you made, that people here seem to be more fire aware and make better decisions as far as making sure their campfires are out and that sort of thing. Is that what you're saying?
That's been my experience. We all do lots of camping, lots of fishing, and we have those campfires and we know how to take care of them. But, in any subset of the population, there's that, few percentage points of folks who are not that careful, and they're the ones that cause the problems.
Pete Buist is a public information officer with the Alaska Interagency Coordination Center.